Dude, so I didn't even get into this. So I'm at Ashley's Furniture.
Yeah, sorry.
You call me at Ashley's Furniture. You're talking about all stuff on Instagram. I'm listening to you. I see my babe at the counter. And my babe,
I could tell you were occupied.
Well, also, I broke my phone again, so, like, I can hardly hear you. So I can hardly hear you. I see my babe at the counter, and, like, you know, things are being negotiated. And it was, like, a weird situation where, like, we had to pay a restocking fee on our couch because we got it. And I was like, we should have got a sectional. I fucked up. I was like, we don't put in a fucking sectional. I fucked up. So I had to pay the restocking fee. Yeah, that's my bad. So, like, I'm, like, watching her, like, Brittany do all this crazy math, and these people just, like, doing that shrug, like, well, you know, like, it's company policy shrug. That's when I was like, Shane, I got to go fucking handle this shit, dude. So I go up, and apparently the big thing was the restocking fee is 25% of the order.
You couldn't listen to me complain about
an
Instagram post? You're like, all right, hold on.
I was genuinely, I felt bad because I was like, I hate ending conversations like that because you were telling me about something. And I was like,
you were like, yeah, okay, I got
to
go.
Well, no, because I was watching Brittany, and I was like, she's about to be like, what the fuck are you doing on the phone? And you tell me, because like, I'm always like, I got to go to her.
You saw that time bomb.
Exactly.
So you needed to go in there and be like, boys, get out. You came in with that bomb suit.
Exactly, dude. Because I'm like, I'm always like, you know, when she calls me, I'm like, all right, I got to go. I'm like, well, because I'm actually doing stuff. So you talk to other people on the phone. I'm like, yeah, because they're telling me about important shit. So I'm like,
talking about real important. It's usually me talking about nothing.
So I see that going on. I'm like, I got to get back over there. So I run over there, speaking to the fucking devil, dude, and she shall appear.
Mm.
Fucking call me.
She knows, dude.
Exactly. So. So I go over there and these weaselly merchants, dude, were trying to do a thing with,
you should call them something a little, you know,
they're merchants.
Don't be,
they're literally merchants.
All right. Well, you're literally being anti-Semitic. Go ahead.
This was a gay black guy who was trying to rip me off.
You called them weaselly merchants, dude.
How's that? A weasel.
I'm sorry. I just can't. I sit back and listen to you hear anti-Semitism all the time, and I'm not going to sit here and listen to you call these fine Jewish furniture salesmen weaselly merchants.
He's a gay black guy, but dude,
he was probably a lost tribe. Dude.
He thinks so.
Probably a lost, yeah, dude.
Dude, so he like this motherfucker like the whole time. Like Brittany will really pal around with anyone we do business with. So like when we go in there, she's always like, oh, you're like, she loves to have a point man. Be like, oh, you're the man. You're my man here. I'll call you if I need something. Dude, you know, this is a fucking merchant. I'm looking at him. He knows I know. And I know that he knows. I'm like, I know what the fuck you're up to, bro. So we do the restocking fee and it was supposed to be 25% of the couch. And it like, it came in like super high. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then we had gotten a warranty. So they were including the warranty on the restock fee, which the restock fee is the physical or the cost of moving the stuff, the physical things back into the warehouse.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You can't put a warranty onto the you can't take 25% with a warranty because a warranty is not a physical object. Dude, I went full fucking, I went full philosophical on these guys. And it's just this. It's
you
just
use
like,
your philosophy magic again.
On this guy, and the guy's like, and he's like fucking stammering. So I see this guy, he's getting all like sucking his cheeks in. Like it was him and this lady in cahoots. The lady at the desk is like,
she was in cahoots,
typed in the invoices. And then Brittany goes, print out, let me see the actual numbers. So, like, dude, these two people are just like, and I'm like, he's like, it's just company policy. I'm like, it's not company policy, dude. You cannot restock a warranty. We're transferring the warranty onto the other one. That's a whole separate thing. Take that off and do the restock fee based on the physical cost of the furniture.
Yeah.
Well, he keeps going back and forth. I'm like, dude, how are you restocking this warranty? We're not even like returning it. You're just transferring it to another piece of furniture that exists separately from this. I kept saying this physical furniture, dude. So he's like, it's policy. So we're like, all right, get your manager. Manager comes out. He goes, oh no, what are you doing? We never do that. He's like, that makes no sense. So this guy the whole time, or the guy who was our, you know, our furniture salesperson, was just sitting there the whole time, like, all fucking like spanked doggish on me, like all ashamed and shit. It was fucking weird, dude.
Wow.
And then they kept trying to like play these numbers game. We kept having to shut them down. Him?
Were you dosing?
No.
You weren't microdosing?
Oh, just Lion's Mane, but that's Lion's Mane is just
you had a slight dosage.
But dude, not fucking.
They ran into the dark shaman on his dosage.
True. I mean, I mean,
good lord.
It's just Lion's Mane. So I'm, you know, I'm on my fucking, you know.
That's just a buzzsaw.
I'm off season. I'm off season. So
just
dude.
A buzzsaw logic coming
through
there. Dude,
he tried
to
get us for like fucking an extra $80, or it was like $70, and then they did some bullshit with the tax and like got us an extra $30. But dude, like,
was the manager a big man?
The manager was honestly, in terms of like a manager of like a New Jersey like any kind of store. This dude was like the absolute mold of like male pattern baldness, smelled like cigarettes, had like a weird kind of vague piece of jewelry on, like a ring. It was like every single fucking manager I've ever seen. He came out like this guy just like literally came out of like a 3D printer and was just like, no. Like as soon as I saw him, I remember I was like, oh my God, dude, like what is that like manager? It's just weird. There's like a certain thing.
Manager butt. That was one of our first.
Wide butts.
You get wide hips. You grow into wide
butt. Yeah, you instantly, as soon as you get promoted, you go out of shape. Because my thing is, if you're a manager who stays in shape, you'll eventually become a CEO.
Yeah.
But if you can just seize that little modicum of power as like a wide, like a waddling cigarette smoking.
Then it's yours. Exactly. That's awesome, dude. But you latch on to power and get fat. You're the fucking king.
This guy definitely came, shut it down, and was like, they're all in on it. They're just, you've worked in the auto industry. You know how sales goes. Let me go check with the manager. You're back there shooting shit. You know how it
is. Who are you talking to?
I know how it is.
I'm a sales expert.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
You go back there, you're like, yeah, this guy thinks I'm fucking haggling you. Your manager's like, keep it up, killer. And you're like, I'll be back.
Latch onto that deal like a pit bull, dude. Don't let go. Don't let him stand up from that table.
No, dude.
Every time my manager would say that to me, I'd be like, you're fine. In my head, I was like, you are gay. And I'd be like, yes, sir. And I'd walk back and be like, my manager's gay. Sorry.
I'm going to give you this as cheap as possible.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to get this low.
Dude, that's because
I don't care.
You're a people's champ. That's why.
I love the people, dude.
God, that's fucking awesome, dude.
Except everybody would be like, you're lying. And I'd be like, no, I'm not. That would really don't care. Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, there's a bunch of people that go in there. Bunch of shamans, dude. I'd run into some Central PA shamans. They're like, this is a mind game you're playing. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I promise I'm not. They're like, I know the game. I'm like, this isn't the game.
This isn't the game.
I'm not playing the game. They're like, yep, that's what they all say. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like car salesmen. I'd be like, that's fine. I don't either.
Damn, dude. Yeah,
they would be fucking dickheads.
Damn.
So you checked this sassy black Jew. This gay sassy black Jew into fucking, you submitted him.
Pretty much.
You made him tap.
Yeah, I was kind of just like, we went back. They give you that whole like thing of like, oh, that's just not. They hit you with the firewall of like, well, that's just policy. And it's like, no.
The firewall of that's policy is one of the more frustrating. Funny. One of the more frustrating things.
That's how you know when you have them. When they give you that first one.
Like, there's literally nothing I can do. It's totally out of my control. There's a policy set up. And I'm like, well, don't do it.
Yeah.
Go around.
It's called a declaration. You just try to invent reality. We're like, it's a policy. It's like the lines on a map, dude. Who fucking drew them?
Mm.
It's bullshit.
Who drew them, dude?
Fucking people who took it. So it's like, when people go, it's policy. It's a declaration. People make declarative statements. You can always push back on them. So I was just like, whenever people say that.
It's just 1776.
Exactly. It's coursing through my veins. So people say that to me, and I'm like, that makes no sense. Get your superior, please.
Yeah.
So I was about to dump. I was about to flip all the couches, dude. I was about to boss Jesus party.
Oh, you were going boss. Oh, yeah. You were going to Jesus with the slimy merchants.
Flip the tables? I should have. If they were bringing like an aspect of spirituality, if people mix spirituality in the marketplace, I flip tables instantly, dude.
What do you think Nike's doing?
Shane, I was thinking about that all morning, dude.
Dude, did I send you those pictures?
Yes, I saw them.
Insane, right?
Shane, what's the last like important social movement that all of the major corporations have been behind? Name it.
One, I definitely remember 9/11. No, I'm saying patriotism.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like
dick first into patriotism.
Like when people are like, we got to take the power back to the people, and like all the corporations are like on board. Shouldn't that make you kind of nervous?
Yeah.
Like when you're like your social, when like Nike's behind your social movement, shouldn't that make you think like, am I being fucking tricked into this?
What was the last social move? Do you remember?
Like talking about like 1960s civil rights. Like there wasn't like Nike wasn't like. Like a dude with like a fire hydrant on him, like, fuck it, dude, get into school, don't listen to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like they didn't have like the corporations weren't like, fuck yeah, we're stoked on this, and like printing out ads. Now that the corporations are printing out ads on like, in my opinion, what people think is a social movement, it's like, it's kind of weird. That'll give me cause. If I'm literally, if I'm like, I'm going up against the powers that be.
And then all the powers that be are like, yes, do it.
Cheering you on, exactly.
They're like, well, we want in on this.
Interesting. It's fucking crazy.
Those fucking ads, every one of those was like,
what you sent me was insane.
It's like a black swimmer, and it's like, make sure you're the first champion, and then make sure you're not the last. That's like you.
Yeah. It
says, be the first champion like you, and make sure you're not the last. It's like, what do you mean like you? Yeah. Why are you fucking why are you throwing that stipulation in where it's like, be the first fucking black person?
Yeah, dude.
Then make sure black ladies keep swimming.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, thanks, Nike, you fucking weirdo. Why are you making it that?
And that, dude, that's my thing.
It's a black lady fencing, and it's like, be the hero you never had.
That
it's
was
like,
the other one. Like, his
parents? What are you talking about?
Also, like,
what a gross
statement. Was this a black lady fencing, or was that a Muslim fencing? Or was it black Muslim? Black Muslim fencing.
I mean, black Muslim fencing?
Whew. Who's to say black Muslims don't have any heroes, dude?
Exactly. Nike. It's like, yeah, you know how you guys are fucking totally heroless? Become a hero.
Come on, you know your life's devoid of all meaning due to your skin color? Buy our shoes.
It's like, hey, white people reading this ad, buy our shoes. Because yeah, black people don't have any heroes. What?